With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's not official just yet, but Ukraine's president says he may bypass the World Economic Forum in Switzerland because of continued Russian attacks. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Russia bombarded Ukraine with more than 300 drones and ballistic and cruise missiles in its latest nighttime attack on the power grid, President Volodymyr Zelensky says, as Moscow gives no public sign that it's willing to end the invasion of its neighbor anytime soon. The attack knocked out heating to more than 5,600 apartment buildings in the capital Kyiv. Nearly 80% of the affected buildings had recently had their heating supply restored after a major Russian barrage on January 9. Zelensky now says his trip to the World Economic Forum remains under doubt, but he would travel to Davos if documents for a proposed peace settlement in Ukraine are ready for signing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump marking his first year back in the Oval Office with a press briefing. Make that a marathon briefing. That story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a 1 hour, 21-minute monologue, the president listed his administration's actions over the past year, from executive orders to health care and tariffs. He summed it up this way.
We have taken a mess and made it really good. It's going to get even better.
On his desire to seize Greenland, the pressing news issue of the day, the president insisted that he will work something out with NATO allies, all of whom stiffly oppose an American takeover of Greenland. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, guards from the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have abandoned a camp in Syria, allowing detainees linked to the Islamic State group to escape. Hours later, the government and the SDF announced a new four-day truce. This is SRN News. Well, the vice president is going to the March for Life. Here's Michael Harrington.
Organizers say that J.D. Vance will speak at the big event this Friday, where tens of thousands of pro-lifers from across the country will make the annual pilgrimage to Washington. March for Life President Jenny Lichter says, quote, "The vice president's presence underscores the importance of this iconic event and the centrality of the pro-life movement to a healthy conservative coalition. We are honored that he will join us." Michael Harrington reporting.
YouTube updating guidelines for videos containing content that advertisers define as controversial, allowing more creators to earn full ad revenue when they tackle sensitive issues in a non-graphic way. With the update that went into effect this month, YouTube videos that dramatize or cover issues like abortion, domestic abuse, self-harm, and more are now eligible for full compensation. This is SRN News. New York Stock Exchange working on a digital platform. It would enable investors to trade digital tokens anytime they want.
The platform would be separate from the NYSE's current exchange, which operates only on weekdays. It would also allow for instant settlement of transactions, order sized in dollar amounts, and stablecoin-based funding. Tokenization uses blockchain technology, which powers cryptocurrencies to create digital tokens as stand-ins for securities like stocks, bonds, and real estate that can be traded like crypto by virtually anyone, anywhere, at any time. Bob Agner reporting.
Stocks slumping on Wall Street Tuesday. S&P 500 fell 143 points. Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 870. Well, the NASDAQ was off 561. More details, srnnews.com.